Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. In this podcast, Vince Menzione, a proven industry sales and partner executive, brings together technology leaders in this forum to discuss transformational trends and to deconstruct successful strategies to thrive and survive in the rapid age of cloud transformation. And now your host, Vince Menzione.
Welcome to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. In this special series of the podcast, I sit down with leaders from Microsoft that are helping important sectors of industry to transform and thrive through the use of this innovative cloud technology. For this kickoff to the series, I was delighted to have as my guest Paul Marr, the General Manager of the Industry Experiences team at Microsoft, which is part of Growth and Ecosystem in the Cloud and AI Engineering Organization under Scott Guthrie. In this episode, Paul tells us more about this exciting new team, why Microsoft Engineering is investing in industries like healthcare, manufacturing, retail, banking, capital markets, and insurance, his career journey and return to Microsoft to lead this effort, what he's been seeing during this amazing transformation, and why customers and partners should invest in Microsoft and Azure. In addition, I'm releasing 5 new episodes where I interview his industry leads for each of these sectors. As with each of my episodes, I appreciate your support. Please tell your friends about the podcast and where you can find us. And I'd love your feedback. My email address is vincem@cloudwaypartners.com, and you can reach me at Vince Menzione on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Microsoft and the Industry Experiences team. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Vince. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
I'm really excited to have you as a guest on this podcast. You are the general manager of the Industry Experiences team, and I'm excited to have our listeners learn more about this new exciting organization at Microsoft, your perspective on the amazing transformation, Microsoft and Azure's compelling value proposition, and why it matters to customers and partners. So welcome.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks.
So I've had the opportunity to recently spend time with some of your team discussing their industry sectors of focus: retail, health, banking and capital markets, manufacturing and insurance. But I was hoping you might take our listeners through how and why this organization was formed and your mission and objectives of the team.
Yeah, happy to, Vince. The team is relatively new. We basically started building out the team maybe around 6 months or so ago. Probably around 6 or so months ago, we made some important announcements. You'll have seen that we talked about sort of our approach of having really focusing a lot more on the industry and having almost an industry first approach to all that we do at Microsoft, which is great. I mean, especially in the advent of the cloud, you know, it's really important for us to build that empathy and that understanding of industry as we're having conversations about digital transformation and that movement to the cloud. So I actually returned to Microsoft just over 6 months ago to build out this new team. Scott Guthrie, who leads all of cloud and AI, she asked me to return. Prior to that, I was working at a large financial services company as the CTO. Prior to that, I'd worked at Microsoft for about 9 years. So it was a privilege and an honor for Scott to ask me to come back. And the timings were great with really sort of this transformation within Microsoft, really having sort of this industry first led approach. So having this team within engineering is great because it really shows our commitment as a company, not only in the external facing roles, but we're also within our product groups, really making that investment with industry. We really are within engineering having advocates for industry who really are focused on ensuring that Azure or Microsoft Cloud Platform is really a first class cloud platform for industry and to serve their digital transformation needs. It's a multidisciplined team. So the general demographic of the people we're hiring within the team itself are industry leads. So think of that as people who we brought in from industry that have many years of industry experience. And as you mentioned, Vince, coming from industry backgrounds such as manufacturing, financial services, banking and insurance, retail, healthcare, and so on as we kind of expand out the team. So that's number one. And then number two, we have cloud architects within the team. And similarly, we've brought in people from industry that have real-world experiences of building cloud solutions at scale. So kind of the combination of those two sets of resource, really, you know, being advocates for industry within engineering is a really a formidable partnership, because it's bringing both the wealth of experience of industry knowledge and also the technical capabilities to very credibly have a conversation and engage industry as well as product engineering, as we're really sort of building that muscle and building that empathy, build that cloud platform that will be a first-class platform to fulfill the digital transformation needs of industry. So we've just completed our first round of hiring over the last 6 months. So we've been moving pretty quickly so we can really get this team established within engineering. And we've started to make some good movements already as a relatively new team in terms of working internally within Microsoft and within the cloud and AI team and organization. You know, it's really providing industry insights and our perspective so we can evolve the platform. And then externally, we've been very much focused on getting out within industry and really looking to build that sympathetic ear, if you will, and build an understanding of what are the current needs of industry, and being able to really have an in-depth conversation with industry across the industries that we're focused on, have really deep conversations and understand what are their needs and what are the digital transformation challenges they're facing, and really come from the opposite way that perhaps people have traditionally viewed Microsoft, which is being sort of a technology-led company, coming from more of an industry perspective and having that deep understanding of industry, and then being able to talk about our experiences and use our knowledge within the team to talk about how the Microsoft Azure cloud can help industry solve their digital transformation needs and challenges.
You know, and I wanted to peel back and differentiate a little bit with you here, because there are other organizations at Microsoft that care about industry, right?
Absolutely.
Your team is different. What you're saying here is it's, you know, it's being driven from the engineering side.
Yep.
It's also the engineering organization caring about industry. And your team is somewhat of a feedback loop, if I understand it correctly, right, from what you've said. They're taking absolutely information back from industry and saying, this is what we need to do in terms of building out capabilities. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, I see it as kind of a two-way thing. We have, you know, kind of, as I think about the charter of the team, from an internal facing perspective, absolutely, we are, you know, it's a representative of industry. We're, as you say, we're that feedback loop that's providing the insights to engineering around, you know, what are the industry use cases, what are the challenges and the opportunities around digital transformation, really providing that feedback, which then helps as we think about the roadmap planning and building out the Microsoft Azure platform. So it really is delivering to the needs of industry. So we're providing almost in that, if you think about, you know, real value as quickly as possible based on real-time insights that the team has been able to gather from industry. And then the second part of the role is externally facing. So how do we come outside of engineering and use our skills and our knowledge to engage industry, to have conversations, to share learnings and share insights, to help the Microsoft customers and partners as they're thinking about their movement to the cloud, whether that be for IT infrastructure, whether that be working with partners who are building solutions that will be used by customers, or whether it just be decision makers at the early phases of their journey, they're thinking about what is their digital strategy, being able to have an informed conversation with them and help them on their journey as they think about how do they deliver to their needs of their industry and how can the Microsoft Azure cloud help. So I think that duality of the role allows us to really sort of transcend the barriers and allow really sort of industry to come inside of engineering through our team, and then allows engineering to go out into industry in a credible way through my team. So I think that allows us, you know, the team to stay current, stay relevant, really sort of be the eyes and ears of industry and provide those real world insights back inside of engineering. So we're really building and shooting for a cloud platform and delivering to the needs of industry. You know, it's really, we're building a platform that's based on fact, based on knowledge, and based on need.
You know, you touched on the fact that you recently rejoined Microsoft and Scott Guthrie asked you to rejoin the organization. I'm interested always in the career journey, and I spotlight that in a lot of my talks and discussions. And I was wondering if you could take our listeners through a little bit more about your career and how you got to this spot in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I started out at university. I actually did a pure and stats math degree. You can tell from probably my strange accent, I was born in England. So I grew up and went to school there. So I actually came out of university with a math degree, you know, had a you know, the obvious career path would be to move into things like, you know, accountancy or you know, something around that. But I actually made the decision to move into engineering, into product development. And so actually my first job, I started out as a software developer, actually for a small actuarial consulting firm in my hometown in Liverpool. And then from then onwards, moved from sort of company to company, going from being sort of a software developer to leading product development teams, to ultimately actually joining Microsoft UK in around 2005. And that was, you know, certainly exciting for me personally. It's, you know, my career being a software developer and building software development teams and building product and releasing them across multiple industries. You know, I'd always been working on the Microsoft platform. So being able to join Microsoft UK in 2005 was exciting. The key point as well at the time of 2005 was really when sort of cloud was sort of almost sort of a figment of people's imagination. It was in the early days. So back then, I actually spent a lot of time when I joined Microsoft UK actually talking to analysts about this thing called the cloud and how it's the future, and convincing them that this thing would become a reality. And in parallel, obviously, Microsoft was really sort of in the early phases of what ultimately became the Microsoft Azure Cloud. So, you know, even back then, Microsoft was starting to transition away from sort of an on-premise business with things like, you know, Windows and Office and so on, to thinking about the cloud and being very visionary in that. And then kind of fast forward to 2008, at the end of 2008, I actually moved from Microsoft UK to Microsoft Corporate. And in both those roles, I had the opportunity to work with both customers and partners around early adoption of technology. And a big part of that was early adoption of thinking about moving to the cloud. And then obviously when I moved to Microsoft Corporate in 2008, what was sort of cloud in its early infancy had become much more mature. So in sort of 2008 to 2013, I actually had the opportunity to work with probably some of the biggest Microsoft partners worldwide on their move to the cloud. So that was great, just from an experiential point of view, but also having the opportunity to really sort of understand the different needs and challenges of industry and being able to work on, you know, a variety of different solutions. In 2013, I left Microsoft for a period of 4 years, moved to a large financial services company. And that was really to have the opportunity to really go back and build out a large scale solution. I was brought in to build out the software development team and bring a very large scale cloud solution to the marketplace for financial modeling and reporting. And that was great because I built that solution on the Microsoft Azure Cloud. I continued to partner very closely with Microsoft, even being outside of Microsoft in that role, but was able to sort of really take what I'd learned and build something myself from the ground up. And so over those 4 years, really built up upon my foundational knowledge of the cloud and being able to actually go build, probably in that time period, probably one of the biggest solutions that exists on the Microsoft Azure Cloud today was a great experience. And then that journey really sort of, I felt like I'd achieved all I wanted to. And I'd been working very closely with Scott Guthrie and the Microsoft teams in that journey anyhow. And this opportunity came up to return to Microsoft in about 6 months ago. And I speaking with Scott and looking at the journey that Microsoft had been on, and with this pivot around really having an industry-first approach, and Scott asking me to build this team in engineering. You know, it was one of those moments where, of course, I want to come back. It was a great opportunity for me. And, you know, it's a great evolution in my own personal career. But also, it was a great moment in Microsoft and where I'd been with my career to see that I could bring, you know, all those skills and all those experiences that I had, bring them back to building out this new team. And an exciting time in Microsoft. It's great to really be back working with engaging industry, working with those Microsoft customers and partners on their move to the cloud, but also having, you know, sort of those, my own personal real world experiences and my own empathy of having spent the last sort of 4 years building on the cloud, so bringing that to bear as I'm providing insights back to the Microsoft Azure engineering team, as well as having that empathy as I'm working with Microsoft customers and partners externally.
So I have a couple of questions based on what you just said. So first off, you know, 4 years building out this massive cloud infrastructure for a FinServ organization, what were some of the key learnings from that experience that you're now taking forward and helping customers to be successful with Microsoft?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great experience. You know, I think from the get-go, I mean, one of the things that I talk a lot about, I actually get you know, one of the number one requests is, you know, for me to talk about, you know, my experiences from, you know, not only building out a team and building out an organization, but also building the solution. You know, how do you set expectations? How do you think about running a project? So, you know, some of the things I would touch upon is, you know, number one, I think it's really, really important for everyone, as with anything, but in particular with the cloud, is being clear and crisp on what is your motivation to move to the cloud. Of course, there's lots of demands today with senior leaders within companies to have a digital strategy and really being pushed on what's the plan to move to the cloud. But I think it's understanding the motivation and understanding the what the cloud can bring to a business is really important. If that's not clear, then I think you're on, you know, sort of shaky ground, if you will, moving forward. So knowing the motivation, I think, is really important. Secondly, I would say is being clear then on, based on the motivation, the benefits that the cloud can bring. You know, so that's things like, you know, operational agility, you know, quicker time to market, even things like improved security, reliability, and of course, you know, reduction around things like IT costs as you're, you know, being able to move away from that capital expenditure cost to an OPEX cost and really sort of changing that mindset to a pay-as-you-go pricing model. And then I think the other learning is that, you know, what the cloud can provide is the ability to innovate and deliver capabilities and move more quickly than perhaps if you were really sort of building on premise. So that's a good learning, is that the benefit that the cloud can bring in terms of, you know, sort of being able to build something at larger scale than ever before, being able to leverage capabilities to build innovative solutions that perhaps you wouldn't have been able to do before. And then all of this within really sort of paying for what you need. I think that's a huge upside in terms of that pay-as-you-go model. But again, going back to understanding the cloud and knowing your motivations, that, you know, that move and that business transformation in terms of moving away from sort of, you know, sort of a traditional pricing and licensing model to a pay-as-you-go model is important to sort of really get your head around that and what that looks like and that what that means to you as a business and what that looks like, for example, if you're building solutions and selling them to customers, what that looks like in terms of how you will charge for that. Just like any project, I don't think it's necessarily unique to cloud, but it really is important, is being able to be in control of, you know, sort of the development costs and being able to track progress and, you know, sort of set expectations of what will be delivered and when. So, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, agile software development and continuous delivery. So I'm really thinking about the minimal viable product. So, you know, definitely moving away from the sort of the traditional waterfall process of trying to plan up front, trying to do hard deadlines. That's just too hard. So being much more agile and continuous delivery and delivering value quickly and fast is super important. And I think that helps stakeholders really engaged and motivated around the project versus having to wait huge periods of time and not seeing any delivery. So that, I mean, I think that's another big kind of thing to keep in mind. And then there's things like, you know, just the architecting the solution itself. You know, it's, I think it's important to have really the right people in place that have experiences. And I would call this out. I mean, one of the good things is I've been living the cloud journey since 2005. And I've been working with some of the largest customers and partners of Microsoft, you know, kind of worldwide since 2008 on building the cloud. So actually this thing called cloud is actually not new. And the good thing is that there's lots of skill set in the marketplace and there's lots of projects to learn from. So, you know, bringing experienced people onto your projects to help set yourself up for success and learn from those projects as you're thinking about architecting those solutions. So I think that's key. You know, you're not first to market. You're not necessarily that trailblazer anymore. You know, there's certainly a critical mass of you know, solutions now that have been built in the cloud that you can learn from. So an experienced staff that's experienced that can help you really architect and build a solution in the right way. And then there's the sort of the what happens next, you know, so how do you make sure that, you know, once the cloud solution has been built, how do you support the cloud solution? So, you know, going from the development phase and the test phase to shipping the software, it doesn't end there. So what does it look like once the cloud solution is released to actually support it? So I think that, you know, thinking about DevOps and thinking about operations, and so on is super important, you know, especially if you're likely either as a consumer consuming a managed service. So that, I think that's important to understand the sort of that supporting the cloud solution, whether you're a consumer or you're someone who's built the solution, who's releasing it and offering it as a managed service. And as with anything, you know, across the board from your team, it's important to have the right team in place. You know, whether it be the project manager, whether it be the development staff, whether it be the test team, whether it be the operations team, whether it be the sales team. I think having the right team in place end to end, you know, is critical. And you know, if you're starting greenfield, sometimes that's beneficial because you kind of get to pick your team. If you're starting from an existing team, I think it's important to do that evaluation and help go on the journey and upskill people if as needed. And as I mentioned earlier on, I think it's important to, especially if it's an existing team, to bring in that perhaps isn't experienced in the cloud, to bring in experience that can help. So that's some of the key takeaways, I think, from my learnings.
Yeah, some really great nuggets for anyone looking to make the journey to the cloud. And you know, this transformation, so many people are trying to make the transformation or thinking about the transformation because either they're being disrupted or they're recognizing the business need and all the areas you've discussed. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing this transformation accelerating, in fact, and I'm wondering what have you seen in the last year that you didn't expect to see happen with the transformation to the cloud?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Ben. You know, I think it's kind of it's like the snowball effect, that there's more and more momentum getting behind the movement to the cloud. So I think there's a lot of things that have happened. And say I've been on this journey for quite some time, from, you know, kind of convincing people about this thing called cloud to then sort of building solutions. But I think there are a few things that are aligning well together. So I think the maturity of the cloud platform is great. I think we're, you know, with the Microsoft Azure cloud, you know, it's been around for a long time. It's proven capabilities, new innovation is being driven, you know, sort of ongoing, which is great. I think we're seeing things like price point and hardware and capabilities and just advancements around both software and hardware is opening up opportunities. And then, you know, what we're also seeing is that, you know, the adoption of the cloud is just growing more and more and more quickly, kind of day over day. So there's lots more, you know, sort of really referenceable solutions on the cloud that I think is building confidence in the cloud, and that it's real, and that there are solutions that are built that either for someone consuming them are solving, you know, kind of problems that they have, or for people thinking about building solutions in the cloud, it's building that you know, sort of comfort that this thing is real, people are building on it, and there's innovation and capabilities that they're seeing that they could build and that they want to build. So I think there's a lot of things coming together quickly. And then of course, changes in industry, so whereby now there's huge demands on, you know, sort of delivering more with less. Obviously everyone's thinking about, you know, sort of the next generation and what does digital transformation mean to them, and, you know, how can they evolve as an industry in terms of what they're trying to achieve. And if you look at some of the technologies, I think, that are resonating to help solve those problems, so large compute, big data, you know, kind of at the foundation of everything. But, you know, if you think about, you know, artificial intelligence is, you know, sort of really a hot topic at the moment. Things like blockchain is getting a lot of momentum. So I think, you know, what you're seeing is, with all these things coming together, you're now seeing the confidence in the cloud. You're seeing the maturity of the platform. I think you're seeing, with, I say, sort of hardware and software evolving, you're being able to do much more than ever before at a cheaper price point. You've got really sort of the confidence, I think, now in industry that this thing is real and can deliver to needs. And I think you're just seeing generally people really starting to innovate and think about how can cloud and these new technologies help them in their digital transformation.
And in my conversations with the team, there have been some amazing use case and examples around these areas you mentioned: blockchain, AI, IoT. Yeah. Why do you believe Microsoft and Azure are best positioned in these technology areas to help customers and partners along on the journey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a few things I would probably touch upon. I think it's the, you know, kind of our maturity as a platform. We have, you know, some exceptional engineers that are working on the Microsoft Azure platform that have been working on it for many years. So you're seeing, you know, sort of really experienced engineers building out the platform and you know, with teams like myself and the learnings and the input that's coming back in, they're building a platform that's born out of sort of real world need. So with our strategy around, you know, really trying to have that continuous delivery, delivering value quickly, working very closely with customers and partners as well through our early adoption phases. And, you know, that's been our heritage, of course. I mean, we are a partnering company. So, you know, we've worked very closely with partners and customers over the years. So, of course, as we thought about our roadmap, as we've been running our beta programs, as we're piloting our new innovation, you know, we've been pulling, you know, certainly our customers and partners closely in. And we run public betas as well. So that's been a huge thing for us, is to really build a platform quickly, but also have a very big feedback loop, you know, through those beta periods. And I would just say that, you know, at our core, you know, we are a technology company. So, you know, we have many years of experience of building, you know, large scale platforms and, you know, sort of engineering pedigree, if you will. And then pair that with we partner closely with our customers and partners to understand their needs and work closely with them. I think, you know, that in itself is, you know, really helping us, because we really are partnering with the customers and partners in terms of delivering what they need versus second guessing what we think they need. And I think that's really important. And then just, you know, say just that personally, I believe we sort of have best breed engineers within Microsoft. So, you know, with that, I think you're seeing the maturity of the platform, the stability of the platform, but also the innovation is being driven by that experienced staff of engineers that's been born out of many years and been born out of us having the opportunity to build and deliver to marketplace many, many, many large scale software products. For me, you know, the journey to the cloud and with Microsoft dates back many years, you know, back to 2005 and beyond. So we've been able to really, this isn't something that's just been built out the last 12, 18 months. The Syncore Cloud actually has been around for quite a period of time. So I think, you know, we've had lots of learnings through yeah. sort of the early sort of R&D phases to being able to evolve and mature the platform over that period of time. But again, that feedback loop, that feedback cycle by working closely with partners and customers and embracing our developer ecosystem, you know, looking at things like embracing open source, making some key acquisitions to help us continue to innovate on things like AI and blockchain and so on. You know, I think we very strategically navigated what we needed to do from an engineering perspective, but also from a feedback loop perspective, and really making sure that we deliver high value that's really going to be well received by industry. I think, you know, there's a lot of things that have come together that should, you know, kind of have people have confidence and feel good about building on the platform. And also, I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're able to point to great references of customers and partners who are using Azure, further gives that credibility and confidence. You know, so we have some very large scale solutions, some of the biggest solutions on the planet running on Azure. So again, so this thing called cloud is very mature. It's not immature, but we have lots of referenceable solutions running on the cloud, running mission critical solutions on the cloud that should make people feel really, really confident. And, you know, we embrace partners. We're a partnering organization. Our pedigree has been working with, you know, some of the largest enterprise customers on the planet. So we have that relationship there. And then we've always been, you know, sort of very much about developers. So we embrace developers. So we have a great ecosystem there as well of engineers who've grown up around sort of Microsoft technologies, have matured on our platform. So I think all those things together it should make people feel good and confident about making that investment in the Microsoft Azure cloud.
Yep, I heard you say several things here. Engineering prowess. I mean, think about it, the underlying operating system that Microsoft developed that runs on most servers and most clouds.
Yes.
Closest to the customer, closest to the partner, enterprise grade, I guess is what the way I would say it, right? Some of the largest implementations, some of the largest enterprise customers running Microsoft.
Absolutely.
It's exciting times at Microsoft, candidly.
It is. You know, it really is. I mean, I think you see that in terms of the, you know, kind of a few things, you know, just the buzz that just generally is around Microsoft, you know, both internally and what you see from people from outside in terms of sort of the PR that we get. I think, you know, we're seeing a lot of people actually who used to work at Microsoft coming back to Microsoft. Obviously, that's a great indication. And then our ability to attract new talent. there's a lot of things coming together at the same time. And, you know, sort of personally being here, and I know I probably speak to, you know, the thousands and thousands of Microsoft employees. I mean, this is a great place to work. And, you know, we feel we are really sort of changing a market in terms of what we're doing with cloud. And yeah, it's very exciting times.
So what was the best piece of advice you received when you came back to Microsoft to form this team?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, not to try and do everything yourself. The great thing about Microsoft is there's multiple teams that want to partner. And so, you know, sort of really looking to leverage other teams for scale, other teams to help be successful versus trying to do all the heavy lifting yourself, you know, I think was really, really shrewd advice. And I think we've benefited that, you know, as a new team that's been building out, you know, leveraging others to be successful is probably the best bit of advice I got. You know, I'm very thankful for all my fellow Microsoft colleagues and the teams that have been so receptive to this new team and so willing to help. I mean, that's what's helped us get it really sort of going from ground zero and having nothing and being a brand new team to, you know, in the period of 6 months, really, you know, hiring a great team and actually getting out and driving some momentum quickly. We couldn't have done that without leveraging other teams.
So about to start a new fiscal year 19.
Yes.
19. So what does success look like for you and the team in 2019?
Yeah, then so, I mean, the main things I think about going into fiscal year 2019 are the following. So we want to build a deep understanding of industry digital transformation needs and use cases. We want to establish a close connection with industry to help them move to the cloud to solve their digital transformation needs through both in-person and online engagement. And we'll do that by championing Microsoft Cloud partners who are solving industry problems and also providing guidance how to build solutions in the cloud to solve industry problems. We'll also be providing ongoing feedback to Azure Engineering to ensure we're building a first-class cloud platform to help industry be successful with their digital transformation. Finally, one plug I would make is that we're always happy as a team to speak at industry events and conferences. So feel free to reach out and have my team or I come and speak and attend the events. And we would welcome any and all invitations.
And, you know, I referenced the fact that I've spent some time with your team. We're going to be releasing a series of interviews with each of your industry leads for healthcare, for banking, for insurance, retail, manufacturing, the like. And so I know that's going to be one place where people can go to learn more specifically about your industry solutions and use case examples and the team and connecting with the team. But if our listeners want to learn more in general about your organization, Paul, where would they go to learn that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a few things. I mean, a great place to go is azure.com. So there's a plethora of information there to get going on the cloud. I'd also encourage everyone to go look at azure.com solutions by industry, where we actually have some more industry-focused content and sort of referenceable material. And of course, you know, a great place to follow me is on LinkedIn and also on Twitter. So I think, you know, that they're great places to really get started and stay connected with me and my team.
Great. And if our listeners want to reach out to you specifically, Paul, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to do that is probably through LinkedIn. So if people want to follow me on LinkedIn, that's great. And then just send me a message that way.
Great. Paul, I want to thank you so much, first of all, for giving us the opportunity to spend time with you and your team. It's been a fascinating experience for me to learn more about these industries and these industry solutions. And the disruption is happening across all of these industries. It's actually been really amazing and a great experience. And I hope our listeners really enjoy this. I want to thank you for making the opportunity and for taking the time for our listeners today.
You're very welcome, Vince. And thank you so much for the time. It was great having the conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Ultimate Guide to Partnering with your host, Vince Minzione, online at ultimateguidetopartnering.com and facebook.com/ultimateguidetopartnering. We'll catch you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.